Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Sehr gute, gesunde Morgen zu allen Einhörern. Sie gibt uns wieder viel Vergnügen, damit auch alle zu sein. Welcome to the Kumsitz on Chai FM, the home of Yiddish spirit and the Yiddish language. It's great to be with all our listeners on air again. My name is Hilton Kaplan, and my co-hosts today are Shoshana and Ronnie Kaplan, the three Ks. Here we are today, 21 May 2026. Hand bei der Nacht ist Schwurz. Ich kann nicht glauben, wie die Zeit flitt. Coming up on the Kumsitz today, the three of us will be bringing you an exciting and interesting show, we hope, with the Kumsitz focused on the spirit of the Yiddish language. We'd love to hear from you, so make a note of our contact details. WhatsApp us on 061-895-1019 or send us an email at onair@chaifm.com. Ronnie, have you got some exciting stories to tell us?
Because
are they interesting stories?
No, the mention was
okay. Which we'll translate as we go along. And later in the program, Ronnie will give us a number of English words to translate to Mama Loshen. So stay tuned, because even if you don't speak Yiddish, you'll be able to follow us.
I have heard in the radio this morning that we have our children was going to Jewish day schools is the greatest percentage in the world, except for Israel. Can you believe it?
Yeah.
It is unbelievable. I heard the chief rabbi speak, and with Hilton, unbelievable.
We've got a unique Jewish community in South Africa.
And I think throughout the world. I think we're the best Jewish community in the world, for the amount of people we are, for the chesed that we do, and for the institutions that we run. The Balabos in America, and he started the WhatsApps, whatever you call it. He gave $200 million to Sharei Tzedek Hospital, and they gained Oisboyen Dorten 20 Stock, and machen das they are modern and that $200,000.
$200,000.
$200 million. Sorry.
Oh, 200.
And Ronnie Levy, who runs the
the Russian.
No, he's got the supermarkets, and he's owns Israel, and that, and he's also contributing money towards us. I think Mizanin, eine von der.
Hashem echad u'shmo echad u'mika amcha Yisrael goy echad ba'aretz.
Well, that's unbelievable.
That's summarized in one sentence. Shoshana said it all.
Yeah. Oh, then I've read.
Yeah. Well, we got lots of them this morning.
I see. Okay.
You have to pay the rent. What can you do?
Chai FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Shoshana, tell us about your topic.
Ich bin sehr zufrieden, zu reden zu dir allerhand, weil ich gelernt habe mit meinem Rebbetzin Rochel Silber in Hanof, Jerusalem. Sie hat gesagt, als morgen, zu der Sache Choshever Tag, der Sache Choshever Zeit, eichet, als der vierte Mensch kommt von Aliyah HaTeure, und er sagt sein Brocher, nur der Baal Korei lehnt der Aseres HaDibrois, und als dem Mensch, der vierte Mensch, sagt den zweiten Brocher, das ist eine Zeit, als der Himmel ist offen für uns zu davenen für eine Refuah Shleima. Das ist dem Zeit in der Jahr, zu fragen, Herr Gosh Boruch, für eine Refuah Shleima. Mit 3338 Jahren zurück hat Herr Gosh Boruch gemacht eine Refuah Shleima für uns alle in Klal Yisrael. Mein Gewinn, aber dem, wenn gewinnt zur Hatzung zu klappt, sei ihm geschnitten von uns, unser Guf, a Kosh Boruch gemacht, a Rufur Shleima. So what I'm trying to say is that I'm so happy to be able to give over this information to you from our Rebbetzin Rochel Silber in Hanof, Yerushalayim. She said that when the fourth person comes for his Aliyah Hanashoma tomorrow, he makes his brocha, then the Baal Kore reads the Aseres HaDibros. And when this person, the fourth Aliyah person, comes and says his second brocha, that is when the heavens are open and we are able to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to help us with healing anything. Because in the year 3,338 years ago, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put that koach into the world, and we were slaves to Paro. We were zahakten zu klapp, wie sagt das in Yiddish, zahakten zu klapp. We were absolutely
messed up.
We were messed up, our bodies, our minds, everything. And even arms had been cut off by our by the Mitzrim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu helped us and healed us completely. And that power is in this, is at this time, tomorrow, Shavuot, the Esha talk from Shavuot. The same power is with us this year, as we explained. And daven, for, as you say, in, you see in the book, you ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rufus HaNefesh, Rufus HaGuf, to help you physically, mentally, spiritually, and you daven for yourself, daven for your family, and daven for Klal Yisrael, Mehoben HaZeh, for mention, was Zainan, after healing, to daven in Fazeh. Und das geht passieren im menschlichen Morgen, und alle man bedarf anstrengen sich, we have to strengthen ourselves to be able to take advantage of this wonderful time that comes once a year. Shavuot also gave us a Torah. Look at the brocha notein haTorah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a giver of the Torah. Das ist nicht einmal gegeben der Torah, weil alle Tag, alle Zeit, als wir lernen die Torah, wir haben einen Verstand, Chidushim, was kommen von dort. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always giving us the Torah because he is giving us new insights into the Torah all the time. A grace and dank, and ich will reden ein bisschen später, für was wir sagen, Megillus Ruth Schwurz.
Thanks, Shoshana. A dank. Ronny.
Ja.
Erzähl uns am Meister.
Es passiert mit 40 Jahren, 50 Jahren, also, es kann sein 60 Jahre zurück. Diese Frau ist gewesen in der Städtel, in Bonnewisch, in der Städtel. Und eine Frau hat gehabt, sie gewesen in Yom Kippur, in Nacht, und sie gewesen, kalt dort. Und eine Frau ist aufgestanden inmitten der Nacht und gegangen sehen ihr Kind. Herumgegangen in das Zimmer, hat sie gesehen, einer von den Kindern kennt nicht Otterwen.
So.
Die kennt Otterwen. Hat sie genommen dem Kind, aber ich wollte so keinen sehen dem Doktor.
So, many years ago, probably about 60 years ago, in Ponevish, little town near Ponevish, there was a night cold winter night when Yom Kippur.
Yeah.
So this lady got up in the middle of the night and she went to have a look at her children, and she saw that her one child was having difficulty breathing. So she decided she's got to do something, and she decided she's going to take the kid to the doctor.
Hat sie gegangen in the gas, and the gas gewesen leidig, and sie ist gelaufen, wie untergeschossen. Zu nehmen das Kind zu sehen dem Doktor, because the Kind didn't get out of it.
So the child, unfortunately, wasn't breathing, and this woman just was running in the street, and she just was desperate to take her child to the doctor, and she didn't know where to go.
Ja, sie gekommen zu der Doktor's Haus. Sie gekommen zu der Doktor's Haus, haben geklappt auf ein Tier, und hat nicht geantwortet.
She arrived at the doctor's house. She eventually got there. Knocked on the door, and nobody answered.
Sie angefangen zu klappen und klappen und klappen, und besof hat der Doktor rausgekommen und sagte, mit Sugar Beans, es ist Yom Kippur jetzt. Sagt sie, rette mein Kind.
Anyway, eventually she knocked and the longer
banged.
Sorry, geklappt. Sorry, she banged on the door, and eventually the doctor came and opened the door and said to her, "Mama, you're crazy. Don't you realize it's Yom Kippur? I mean, real, what's going on?" And she says, "But look, my child is not breathing. You've got to help."
Doctor hat angefangen, and the Kinddoktor says, "Geendigt. Er wird nicht leben."
So the doctor said, looked at the child, examined it quickly, and said, "Sorry, looks like your child is not going to make it. Finished."
And she gesagt, "Ich will auch geben, was ich kenn, was ich hab, rette mein Kind, and darf sein darf retten von ihm."
So the lady said, "Look, I'm sorry, but I'll give you whatever I possibly can give you, but you've got to save my child. You have to save my child."
And noch ein paar Minuten hat angefangen zu arbeiten auf ein Kind, and the Kinder geraten with the Kind.
So after a couple of minutes, he was working on the child, resuscitating the child, and the child started breathing again, and fortunately looked like child saved the child.
Jahren später,
many years later, so many years later, the rabbi told this, repeated the story.
Das hat passiert, was ich habe jetzt gesagt, der ganze Meister, und hat gesagt das zu a Kehila in a Beit Yosemim.
So, a couple of years later, the rabbi repeated the story of what
many
happened.
Many years later,
the rabbi repeated the story into in an orphanage.
Hilton, du verstehst Yiddish sehr. And it's fantastic. Great, Doctor, and this is a Emerson Meister.
So, he said, the rabbi said, this is a true story.
Doctor, beweis was, ich hab gewinn the Kind.
Ich
habe gewinnt, the Kind was it geraten wird. And sein Name is given Rabbi Kahneman.
Rabbi Shlomo Yosef Kahneman.
Yeah,
that's it. Vizharov.
Bona Vizharov. He told the story that he was nearly dead, and they brought him back to life, and he told that this is about the Bona Vizharov, how he came back to life. And you know what? Just for a little bit of information, the Bona Vizharov had given by my bar mitzvah.
Oh.
My mother had gelernt in sein Gymnasium in Ponevich.
Okay, so here we go again.
Chai FM, your station of choice since 2008.
On Mirzan and Zurich door in Statelia, Ronnie and Shoshana on Ich. Ronnie, that story you told, you must have looked over my shoulder because it was a story that I've brought to read, to tell you a story about what happened when there was a story. I'm going to tell everybody this. I'll tell it in Yiddish.
Yeah, you tell
and
it.
You'll translate it for a change.
Okay.
All right. Sie gewinnen a Jahr zurück. Sie gewinnen hier die dort erfreut. Zeile geht an ihr Mann, Chananel, haben getrieben zu a Hospital für sein vierte Kind.
Also ich bin auch froh, dass sie geschwankt. Und sie gegangen auf den Weg in Hospital. Sie gewinnen, ja, hat vier Kinder, das sie gewinnen.
Sie die vierte Kind.
Das ist die vierte Kind, ja.
Und Terroristen haben ungeheben Schießen auf den Maschinen.
Auf dem Weg. Aber ich sage, dass sie die sagen. Du lernst du Englisch nicht so gut wie Jiddisch? Also, die Terroristen haben angefangen, auf dem Weg haben sie angefangen zu schießen. Sie ist gestorben.
Und der Mann ist gewesen.
Der Mann hat noch.
Was injured.
Ja, er hat gewesen verwundet, ja.
But, all right, you know what, Ronnie, let's save it. So the doctors delivered the baby boy while fighting unsuccessfully to save the mother's life.
They prepared to rattle de Freude, weil sie herausgenommen der Kinder und die Kinder gewesen in Ordnung.
Die Mama gestorben?
Ja, die Mama gestorben.
Anyway, before the attack, they'd already discussed together, the husband and the wife, Tela, and her husband, Hananel, had already discussed the name of the child that they were going to call him.
Vor dem Anfang von der Schießen dort haben sie geredet, einen Namen zu geben der Kind auf dem Weg.
And they decided that the name was going to be Ravid.
And then the Namen gewählt sein, Ravid.
So, as the baby fought for his life, Hananel and his rabbis gave him a name so the Jewish people could pray for him. And they called him Ravid Chaim.
So, the same thing was the Namen Chaim. So, they were the king and only rufen sein Namen Ravid Chaim.
Was haben Sie gerufen, der Chaim?
Was? Ich habe nie gewesen, gesund.
Also geboren geworden?
Nein, später.
I changed his name afterwards. So.
Mein Name ist gewesen Chaim Reuven.
Was?
Chaim Reuven.
So, that same day, the Israeli forces tracked down the terrorist, and during the operation, the terrorist opened fire again, and the terrorist was killed.
The Zava hat angefangen und gefunden dem Mamzerim, was geschossen, and they immer weggehagelt.
And then the officer came to update Hananel
and asked
him.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
The officer dort hat gegangen zu dem Vater und gesagt.
And asked him what the name of the baby was.
Was ist der Name von der Jüngel?
And he told them.
Ravid Chaim.
The officer became visibly emotional and stepped away.
Oh, das ist sein Name.
A few moments later, he returned and quietly said, "That's my name, Ravid Chaim."
Das ist die unglaublich. Er hat gefragt den Namen von dem Kind. And then he said, Ruvain,
Ravid
Chaim. And so the officer was a dossier again. And he had abgehagelt the terrorist. Sein Namen gewesen, derselbe Name. Kannst du es glauben?
Unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable.
Yeah.
So there we have it. It just goes to show.
Alles Ding ist, es ist schön verstellt. Alles Ding ist gemerkt und geendigt.
I've got, you know, thanks for reminding me, Craig. I've got it on my phone, so yeah. I'll read them when I get them. But there's now a message from Bianca. Good morning, Mr. Kaplan and your 2Ks. I wish you all a heartfelt Shavuot. I've not found the Yiddish to Shavuot on my Hebrew keyboard. Wish I could. But I'm sure that the 3Ks understand what I'm saying and wishing you a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful Shavuot. May you all be protected and held in peaceful atmosphere to be observing, and I think having very interesting discussions regarding the commandments. Sending so much love, Bianca.
Sehr fein zu hören von dir, Bianca. Großen Dank für Schreiben zu uns.
Bianca, thank you. It's very nice of you to know that you're listening. And that we understand and appreciate your message. And then there was last week's messages, which unfortunately we weren't able to, we didn't have time to read them. I'm just looking for them on my phone.
IFM 101.9 megahertz of life.
Sorry, I was looking for it and I've now found it. There's a message that we got from last week. Was somebody, I'm listening from Israel. I very much enjoy your stories, banter, and learn new words. And just for record purposes, the show has now called The Yiddishers.
Yeah.
The name that we were given, not there anymore.
Good.
Okay. So, then there's also was a message from Andre. I'm just going to read it very quickly. My friend told me about Chai FM in February. I never got the frequency and forgot about it. Then when I recently saw Michael Saltino documentary, he had a part on it about taking his music to Chai FM. And this is what reminded me of the station and got me listening. I'd love to hear Michael Saltino being played on the radio. He's unique and his music has its own charm and value. Definitely not what one is expected here, but that's what makes it special. From Andre.
Okay,
thank you for your messages, and I'm sorry that we weren't able to read them last week, but we ran out of time. So, Ronnie, your story was one of these unbelievable stories again. Shoshana.
Ja, ich will reden wegen von was wir lernen, Megillas Rutsch Shavuot. Eine von den größten Sachen, was wir lernen in der Megillah, ist der Koach von Chesed. Rus, Amoria, hat auch gegeben auf ihr Schwieger Naomi, dass sie gewinnt als sehr großer Chesed. Und Boaz Eichet hat gegeben ein großer Chesed zu Rus. Rus hat Chassan gehabt mit Boaz und Boaz hat gestorben der Nacht noch das. Er gewinnt ein alter Mann und gedacht, helfen Rus zu haben. Ein Kind, und die Kinder gewesen Obed, und Obed hat gehabt Yishai, Yishai gehabt Obed HaMelech. So, just let me explain what's going on. Why do we read the Megillah of Rus on Shavuot? Because we learn an enormously powerful midah, the powerful midah of chesed, of kindness. Ruth looked after her mother-in-law, Naomi, out of pure chesed, out of pure kindness. Boaz showed enormous amount of kindness, chesed, to Rus. Rus married Boaz. He was much older than her. He actually died after they got married. But it was important for him to live because it was through him and Rus that Ovid was born. Ovid had Yishai, who was what they call in Jesse in English, and Yishai had David HaMelech. Now, sie hat gewinnt von Moab. Rus hat gewinnt von Moab. Und Shmuel Hanovi hat geschrieben the Megillus Rut. Das ist 85 Prokim in Rus. Pei, hey, 85. Das meint, als er gearbeitet mit der Torah Baal Pei zu machen, als in klar, als sie ist a richtige Ger,
a genuine
a
convert.
A pure convert. A pure is a reiner convert. So there was a huge machloikas as to whether Ruth should be accepted as being a part of the Jewish people. Because in the Torah it's written that a Moavi cannot come to the Kehillah of Klal Yisrael. Because when we were coming out of Mitzrayim in the desert, we asked Moab if we could go through their land. They said no, they didn't come out with food and with water for us, or water or bread. And therefore it was written in the Torah that no one could marry from them. But Shmuel Hanovi wrote the Megillah. There are 85 prokem, 85 chapters, which is Pei Hei, which is Pei. This means that he used the Torah Shebaal Pei to clarify the status of her being a legitimate convert. And only the men, nor the men von Moab, can come into Klal Yisrael. Oba Rus is a emestika ger. Dort gibt es ein großes Problem mit David HaMelech Eichet. Er ist geboren geworden und gestorben, also sein Jodzeit Eichet, Shavuot, David HaMelech. Und das ist der Ureinikel von Rus. Wir da wissen, als wir gelernt von das, als der Shoshrasha Baal Peh ist sehr kosche für uns zu wissen, wie uns zu gehen in der Kodesh Baruch Hu's Welt. Und Und David HaMelech hat gehad a große Problem eichet in Erzgeben HaMelech gesitzen auf dem Thron, ich weiß nicht, was ich gesagt habe, Thron in Jiddisch. Und Menschen sind gekommen und gesagt, nein, du kannst nicht sein, du bist von Moab. Und sie haben gehad a Mensch, Amisai, gewinn a sehr große Teil mit Chochem, und er hat gesagt, zu gehen zu Shmuel HaNogid, was Shmuel HaNogid,
HaNovi.
Und gesagt, mit der Frage nehmen. Und Shmuel HaNovi hat gekommen zu Yishai's Mishpoche. Und wir wissen der ganze Meister, als der Schemen, was er gehabt hat, nicht gegangen auf keine von den Kindern, nur auf David. Und das hat gewiesen, als David HaMelech ist von Arena Gerzelig, und das ist gewesen Russ. Und sie hat geblieben leben, sie sitzt leben, ihr Ureinikel Shlomo HaMelech, sehr lang hat sie gelebt und sie gesehen, als er gewinnt auf den Melech Eichet. So, as the Torah Bashar Alpeh clarifies the written Torah, because men weren't allowed, but women were, and therefore the purity of David HaMelech as being the legitimate king in Eretz Israel came through.
Thanks, Shoshana.
So it is your time, he was born and is your time on Shavuot, David HaMelech.
Yeah, so it's actually also interesting to know that on Shavuot there's certain customs that we do. Amongst them, as you've said, is reading the book of Ruth, with one of the Megillot that's read during the year. And then there's also this custom of studying Torah all night on Shavuot.
Yeah, that's true.
Tikkun Leil Shavuot.
Yeah. I used to remember that years and years ago, it used to be very cold. It was freezing in those nights.
Das wird ein bisschen warmer, richtig.
Yeah, well.
Yeah. The weather has changed. We used to be richtig. Freezing.
Das ist sehr, sehr kalt.
Yeah.
Wir hatten a sach Coffee, heißer Coffee in West Street. Thanks.
Whiskey?
No, coffee. The drinks nicht by West Street, eh? You don't have whiskey there.
Why not?
Do you? Okay.
What do you think? Do you think?
All right.
No.
We'll drink whiskey and other things.
Only home cheesecake.
That will get to the cheesecake.
Chai FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Right, so here we are back on the air again, Roni and Shoshana and Hilton. So just talking about Shavuot.
Milchiks.
Milchik, yeah.
Yeah, everybody has milchiks. That's not my favorite.
Aber wir können anfangen mit Milchiks und wir können haben Schweißig später, als wir will.
Yeah, but we...
Bei dir haben wir eine Tradition.
Ich habe 50 Menschen für Ovenbrot ein Nacht. Yeah.
And it's all milchig.
It's milchig, ja.
So eating dairy is a custom in most Jewish communities, but not all. And the explanation for it is first, before the Israelites received the Torah in Sinai, they were not obligated to have kosher meat. However, once they received the Torah, this was required. The process of preparing kosher meat was new to them and required time, and the only food immediately available after receiving the Torah was dairy. Jews today recall this by eating dairy on Shavuot.
Yeah.
We don't forget these things.
Now, as we said, we can't anfangen
And then, apparently, Shira Shirim.
Ich gehe Hand bei Nacht. Ja, ich gehe Hand bei Nacht zu der Kollel, und sie haben a fleischige Sude.
In Shira Shirim, King Solomon describes the Torah as being like honey and milk, and it lies under your tongue. The Torah itself, the land of Israel, is described as a land flowing with milk and honey. And that's why we have special foods for the holiday, which include cheesecake, blintzes, burekas, sambusak. Have you ever heard of that?
What?
Sambusak.
What is that?
Never heard of it, but here it is. Cheese-filled pancakes and a seven-layer cake called Seven Heavens. Virtually every Jewish community has traditional Shavuot foods. The exception are Yemenite Jews who do not generally eat dairy on Shavuot.
Wir können uns anfangen zu haben ein Sachgewicht mit alle
Sachen. So once a year Shavuos comes. Yeah. And lucky we have it for 2 days in Chutz La'aretz. In Israel it's only 1 day.
Aber so jetzt geht es an Freitag und Shabbat.
Shabbat
so.
And then for 2 days as well.
Okay. Yeah, whoa. So they have to get used to it, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Anybody else in messages today?
No, not yet, not yet. So, where were we?
No, we were.
Did Judy send us a song by any chance?
No, we're not going to play a song.
Okay, don't want to play a song.
Play a song later.
All right, we'll play a song later.
We wish Judy a guten Schwurz.
Okay.
A guten Schwurz, Judy.
Nächsten gewinne ich einen Geburtstag.
Ah, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Judy.
Ich will nicht fragen, wie alt sie ist.
Nein, frag nicht.
Nein, ich frag nicht.
Frau sagt nicht, wie alt sie ist.
Nein.
Ich weiß, wie alt sie ist.
Ich verstehe doch. Geist du dich lange Zeit mit Judy?
Ja.
Weißt du, beide gewinnen mit Madwim in 1767.
Sorry, Cindy, we didn't read your. Did I read Cindy?
No, you didn't.
Okay. So she sent us.
Don't forget.
No, she sent the message at 10:35 and resent it at 10:44. And
good
she's
for
busy
you,
typing.
Son.
No, she's busy typing and saying, "Boy, did you forget me?" Probably. But anyway, hi Yiddish team, thanks for a great show, lovely music and great stories. Chag Shavuot Sameach, Shabbat Shalom, Am Yisrael Chai, and happy birthday to Judy for yesterday. Many more in good health and happiness.
Thank you, Zinda. Good and Shavuos to you and a good and Shabbos.
Right. So now.
In Israel, they've got to keep 2 days.
Yeah.
Freitag Shabbos, als mein älter Tochter Einikel wird geboren, Fahrschuhe mit 19 Jahren zurück, 20 Jahren zurück. Ich gewinne dort. Freitag Shabbos gewinne Schwurz.
Ja, das ist passiert. So, unser Rosh Hashanah wird seine selbe Gesach.
Selbe Sach.
Your
turn again.
Is it? Okay.
I see you've got pages and pages of words there for us.
What is worried?
Tugger.
Huh?
What's Tugger is that?
That can be. But worried is... Okay.
Don't change. What's the right word?
Barmerkt is worried.
Barmerkt.
Yeah. Okay, what is jam? It's in Russian as well.
Yeah.
Oh, Kaschen.
No, that's
Kaschen,
that's cherries.
That's cherry jam.
It's lying on the tip of my tongue.
It's in Russian and in Yiddish.
What does it start with?
With a V.
That's whoosh.
That's not baloney.
No.
Okay, I'll tell it to you. It's varenya.
Varenya.
Okay. What is the smell?
Reich.
Reich. Yeah. What's easy?
Green.
What's to cheat? Cheat somebody.
To sign a gunner.
A gunner is a thief. Not to cheat. No. What's to cheat?
Iba. Was fängt sich an mit was?
Opnaren.
Oh,
sehr gut.
Very good, Hilton. Okay. What's to catch?
Chappen.
To chappen.
Or to...
To fangen. Unzufangen.
Fang and chap is the same thing. What's the Jewish dietary laws?
Kasher.
Yes. What's to invite?
Einzuladen.
Einladen.
Einladen.
What is chops? You know, the stuff that we eat. You won't get it.
No, lamb chops.
Yeah.
Schepsele.
There's a word for it.
You'll kick yourself when he tells us.
Efsa.
No, not, yeah, you kick you. What's great joy? I'll come back to that.
Grace of Simcha. Grace of
Simcha. That's correct. What's interrupt?
Reingefallen.
Wrong, you fell Iber.
Iber? In Reiden.
Yeah, Iber. Interrupt is Iber. Iberussen.
Iberussen. Wir haben eine sehr feine Expression. Wrong, you fell in.
Sukkah. Yes, that's it. What's to emulate? To emulate.
Noch zu gehen.
Noch machen.
Noch machen.
Not so bad.
Nicht so schlecht.
Is correct. What is nude?
Nice.
Nein, nackt der Heid.
Sorry. I thought you said news.
No, nude. Nice is news. What's Jewish?
Yiddish.
Yiddishkeit.
And what's an enemy?
A seiner.
You people are good.
This is from the Debrais.
Yeah. Next year.
Kommen dicke Jahr?
Kommen dicke Jahr oder
Iba Jahr.
What's to open?
Zu öffnen.
What's an emperor?
A Kaiser.
Very good. What's a rude person?
Hat nicht kein was fangt zu hören?
No, I'm not telling you. What's a rude person?
A chutzpah, I mean.
Chutzpah. You see? Well done.
See, you've got a live read.
I've got two live reads.
Oy vey.
Right, so 56 years and going strong. Guess what?
The
Kollel Bookshop.
Yeah.
Has its annual sale from 31 May to 8 June, inclusive prices. From 25% to 30% off on virtually all stock. Buy from displayed stock at never to be repeated prices. Place and pay for specials inclusive delivery. See you from 31 May to 8 June at Kollel Bookshop. And then the other one is Thursdays and Fridays mean fresh magic at the Family Bakehouse. Golden challahs, babkas, biscuits and cakes baked in small batches with no shortcuts. Perfect for Shabbat or the weekend. Find the Family Bakehouse at Genesis, Aurochs, and selected distribution centers.
Morgen is not sein Essen. Ja, Donnerstag heim. Good.
Was ist Donnerstag?
Donnerstag heim. Das ist offen, aber morgen ist Wurst. Das ist einfach Macht.
Aha.
Ja. Well, one of those things, what can we do?
High FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Hi, this is a message from Judy. We miss you, Judala. Thank you for the magic message. My messages are not coming through to you. May our magic Yiddish team hope a gebenster Shabbos and a Chag Sameach. Love, Judy.
Lovely.
Adang, Judy.
Okay, so we go back to what's chops.
Yeah, weiß nicht, was chops ist.
You?
Zog, Ron.
Zog. Kontletten.
Kundletten. That's minced meat.
It's the same thing. There's no word for chops.
Oh, I see.
That is the same word.
Okay.
Very good. Okay. What's shut up?
Schweig.
Vermachtem oil.
Schweig, vermachtem oil. What's ugly?
Mies.
Yeah, but what is it? Mies is ugly. A mieskite.
A mieskite.
Yeah, okay. Okay, that's it. Those are the words I've got.
For this week, okay.
No, I gave you that one of the jam, eh?
Yeah. Varenya.
Okay, good. Varenya. You remember. I'm happy
yeah,
to see that.
Yeah, because I just gave us, but I forgotten.
Can you say? Name's Ferguson.
Yeah. Can I
talk.
Okay. The Gerd Tzedek, Avram ben Avraham, had been gebrennt in Vilna, the Tzedek talk von Schwurz in 1749. There was a Gerd Tzedek, his name was Avraham ben Avraham. He was burnt in Vilna in the year 1749. Er gewann den Sohn von einem sehr, sehr reichen Duke. And sein geschickt ihm zu gehen, zu lernen, zu bekommen a bishop. He was the son of a very, very wealthy duke in Poland. They sent him to France to learn to become a bishop. Aber Valentina, sein Sohn gewinnt, Valentina Potocki, hat gelernt von der Chumash und hat nie gewollt sein, ein Katholik, gewollt sein, ein Jüdischer, hat geworden ein Ger. Und als ein größer Ger Tzedek, als Jüdischkeit gewinnt, was er gewollt, leben und sterben war das. Seine Mama hat gehört, wo er ist, und er sieht gewollt, raten von ihm, oder der Kirche gewinnt zu Gich, und sie genommen ihm und sein gebrennt ihm. Der Wilner Gorn hat gegeben ihm eine Brache, Und er hat gesagt, ein Spezialbrocher, als er gebrennt in Vilna. Und ich bin dort in Vilna, und ich habe gesehen, wo er gebrennt. Und das Tier von Leben, wo er gebrennt, haben sie nicht keine Farben, dass er schwarz, schwarz, schwarz. So the story of the Gary Tzedek is that his name was Valentina Petrovsky. He started learning about Yiddishkeit. He became converted. He also didn't tell his family about it. He ran away from France, from Amsterdam. He went to Vilna, and then he went to one of the little places in Vilna. But he was found, and the church found out about it, and they took him and imprisoned him. His mother and father were very, very powerful. They tried to get him off the hook, and they were successful, but the church preempted them, and they burnt him. He said a special brocha at when he was being burnt, and there was a house across the way from where he was burnt where the door remained black. They could paint it and they could scrub it as they want, but it remained black, because this Gerrit Tzedek, Avraham ben Avraham, it was somebody who was an enormous, enormous value to us, the Jewish people. And we were speaking about Gerim because Ruth was a Georet, and we also became Yidden on Shuas. Those are the Maisa.
Very good. Okay, I've got words for you as well. Okay, what is a coat?
A mantle.
A mantle.
Or a mantle's right, but what's another word for it as well? Capota.
Okay.
Ronnie, sorry, we have to wind up. I'm sorry that we have to rush you. We have to keep your words until next week.
Okay.
Bianca, I got your message, and 0861 895 1019. To everybody out there, if you'd like to us to feature a particular song or even a particular topic in upcoming shows, please send us a WhatsApp on 0618951019. We'd love to hear from you. Anyway, it's almost time for us to say goodbye. The 3Ks, next week we'll be back with you at the same time and same place for the Kumsitz on 101.9 Chai FM. Goodbye and thanks to all at Chai FM. Craig in the studio, Howard and the crew, stay safe, drive carefully, enjoy yourselves. Good Yontif for tonight and good Shabbos.